Hey guys, welcome to A&X Gamecast Level 5. I'm Unbiased Ann and I'm here with Genesis and Mike B. Hey guys.
What up?
What it do?
What are you excited to talk about?
I'm excited.
What?
I was about to, he asked me what it do. I was about to answer him, but then you just kind of.
Oh, I thought he was just saying something. I don't know. I didn't know.
I don't know what it did.
I thought he was just saying like what it do in general to all of us.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, what are you excited to talk about, Mike?
Oh, I'm excited to talk about Yakuza Kiwami.
Cool.
I'm excited to talk about actually or to not talk about Dragon Ball Super and Dragon Ball Z Kai because I'm extremely behind and I have not been watching it.
I was just about to say, you don't sound excited.
No. So that this little A-block anime section is going to be pretty short because I don't have any extra anime to talk about besides Lane. So I guess I'm excited to talk about Lane.
Oh, Lane's what's up.
But first, well, like always, we have to get our social media plugs in. Follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, at ANX Gamecast. Suggestions or just any random comments you'd like to send, send it to anxgamecenter@gmail.com. So let's jump right into
round one
and talk about the anime that we're currently watching. So, Mike, I'm looking at the notes here. What happened to My Hero?
Oh, you know what?
What had happened was,
I picked up Voltums.
Voltums?
I think that's how you say it. I don't know.
Oh man. So you bought the DVD or something?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I've seen it before. It looks cool. It looked like a kind of Gundam.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm not exactly familiar with it, but is it the one that looks like it has a lot of CG?
No.
It's not. Okay, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Nah, but this one right here, this is like an old school kind of anime. It looked like it came out back in the 80s or something.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You don't like those kind, huh?
Nah, I can't get with that. But yeah. What is it about?
So far, it's about this guy named Kiriko. I think that's how you say his name. I don't know. Okay. It's all Japanese. Apparently, he did a mission with his crew. Apparently, his crew was kind of like, you know what? We don't need you no more. We trying to get rich, trying to get that paper. Yeah. And they betrayed him. And now he's just kind of on the run being a Uber pilot.
So is he on the run from them and from the authorities?
Yes.
Dang. Okay.
He living that, I don't know, pilot life.
Yeah. So as just to throw this out there, again, last two episodes we recorded, we had something on our TV. So today we're watching the Group A from E-League. And they're doing the Counter-Strike. So this is Counter-Strike Group A and Hyper X, the X Factor, E-League. I guess those are the name of the headphones. That's showing some guy here. And
Vladislav Kovacs.
Yeah. And they're showing all of his stats. It's just kind of weird because they have him in like, you know, some kind of sporting
soccer jersey.
Yeah, soccer jersey or some kind of, but yeah, he does not look like an athlete.
I guess.
But I'm sure he's good at Counter-Strike. So anyway, like I said in the opening, Dragon Ball Super is what I am currently watching and Dragon Ball Z Kai. But I didn't get to see any episodes this week.
No, what happened?
He's slipping.
Slipping, slacking.
Slacking.
I really don't know, honestly, what's been going on. I think it's the Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I would say, well, we had a major event, what, Thursday? Was that Thursday? No.
Oh, well, I was going to save that for the next episodes for Nintendo. So we've just been playing Pokemon Go.
You guys have a problem.
Maybe.
You are addicted to Pokemon Go.
Maybe.
We have gotten better, though. We were doing it every single day after work because we came in late on the Legendary Birds because we didn't have a group. It was just us. And so everybody, by the time we got part of that group that we've talked about it previously on other shows, we were trying to catch up. So we were like every single day after work until nighttime. It seemed like that's all we did.
Yeah, you guys were on your cell phone like drugs. I'm like, dang, they just can't put it down.
Like, You have two cell phones.
Yeah, Mike. Mike, hey, man, B.
I got two phones.
I know. That's what you just said.
All right. Since I don't have much to talk about as far as Dragon Ball Super and Dragon Ball Z Kai, let's jump right into the current anime under review, which is Serial Experiments Lane.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
Mike B,
what'd you think about it so far? The first four episodes, I think, we've watched so far.
Okay. I was confused. I was like, what the freak is happening?
Oh.
Okay, good. Yeah. Me too.
What? I was like, what the what? Like, okay, so here's my thing. I love the art style. Art style, cool. Like, the visuals, really good. I'm like, okay, this looks like movie quality kind of stuff. You know, that I've seen in some of the stuff. Mm-hmm. Looks real good. When I first started up, I was like, okay, I don't understand none of this stuff, what it means, where it's going, what's happening. But I can tell kind of where it was going to go. I was trying to figure out, does the little girl have powers? You know, did the little girl, is she like, what the flip is happening? I don't understand it. It made me kind of mad.
It made you mad? It made you angry? Yes,
it made me furious. I was like, what the heck is happening? Like, why do I feel like I'm so out of the loop?
So what's funny about it is I was having a conversation with Unbiased Ann about it, and she was just kind of saying it was kind of going slow and nothing was happening.
Yeah, the first two episodes, I fell asleep on both. We kind of had to rewatch because I was like, this is so boring. I do not understand what's happening, and it's annoying me because everything, especially with Lane, was like, oh, what's wrong with Sarah or whatever the person's name is? Everything was so slow, and the reactions, and it was just like, I can't take this anymore.
But what was funny about that is that during our conversation, I started to name off some of the things that actually happened in the first few episodes. And it was like, well, that sounds like a totally different anime than what we watched. Because there was like two suicides, two murders. Three suicides and two murders. So we had the one lady who jumped off the building in the beginning. We had the guy who shot himself in the club after he killed two people. And then there was the one that they didn't really show a whole lot of, which was the one that jumped in front of the train and got ran over. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you say it like that, it's like, oh, it's all kind of stuff going on. And then the whole doppelganger thing, the whole Lane and...
We saw you at the club or whatever.
Yeah, we saw you here and what were you doing there? I didn't know you did that and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So it seems like there may be two Lanes running around. So the other thing that happened with us is I already own this on DVD. I put that thing in. It was unwatchable for me. The graphics were a little blurry because they were kind of stretched on these high def TVs, and the sound, like I was having a hard time hearing what was going on. We had to crank that thing up over 50. It ranges from 0 to 100 for our sound.
I had the same problem too.
And we usually watch stuff at 40, and sometimes we can watch stuff a little bit lower. Yeah, I had to crank that thing up over, you know, I think it was at 58 or something at one point. So we actually went out and found the Blu-ray. It was actually very difficult, which is strange because I used to see Lane on Blu-ray a lot at Best Buy. They always had it in stock. But we had to travel out. Where did we go?
Technically we were in Dallas, but it was, I think, on the border of maybe Addison. I don't know. It was far north.
Yeah. So about 30, 40 miles. Well, maybe 30 miles.
Yeah. It was at least 35 minutes. I know that.
Yeah. So we had to go way out there to get the Blu-ray. And once we got the Blu-ray, the visuals were a lot clearer and crisp because it's been remastered. And then the sound was a lot better. Everything was louder and you can actually hear, especially with an anime like this with a lot of dialogue. Not being able to hear what people are saying is, you know, a problem.
Yeah, because it seems like this is one of those animes where it makes you think.
No, like, don't hurt yourself, Mike.
Like, you gotta dig deep.
He's like, I got a migraine.
And I'm like, oh man, I don't like thinking. I don't like doing that at all.
So Mike was hitting him with the jacket, just the less talk, more action.
Yes, I was waiting. No, like seriously, I'm waiting for like an explosion to go off. They go to school. I'm like, man, one of those little girls is gonna sit there and like have like a little bomb and she's gonna blow up or something. I'll be like, oh shoot, y'all need to get up out of there, Lane, get up out of there. But you know what? It's just, oh hey, how's it going? Yeah, my life is just plain and typical.
And boring.
Boring.
And I react very slowly to everything that is said.
But it also seems like as every episode that goes on, she has a little bit more personality.
Yeah.
So it's something definitely, is happening.
Yeah, things are definitely changing.
Have you noticed that when she was on the train, she was kind of like, can you please be quiet? Like, I was sitting there like, whoa, what does that mean? Where's she getting at?
Wait, didn't she yell that?
Yeah, the first time she was talking to herself and she just kind of was like, I wish they would be quiet. Like, everyone's too loud. Like, everyone's talking. Mm-hmm. Then the second time, it wasn't like a loud shout, but she did more aggressively say,
be quiet.
Or yeah, that she wanted everyone to be quiet.
But one more question, too. What the heck is the wire?
The wired?
Is it the wired or the wire?
Wired.
The
wired.
Oh, the wired.
Yeah, so I think that's just their name for the internet.
That's what I was wondering. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I think the series is just about how dangerous the internet is.
So far, that's what they're talking about. And they have some, let me see if I can remember some of the specific names. You got the wired, which is the internet. You have the navvies, which are the personal computers, the PCs that you connect to the internet with. There was a drug called Excella.
Yeah, Excella.
Now, I don't really know what that necessarily has to do with the internet, but it was like nanotechnology. So they took this drug and it made you see everything super fast. Actually, you were moving super fast, so everything looked like it was going in super slow motion and people were hallucinating. So I think the other big thing that happened in these first four episodes is with the wired, they were playing like illegal games online. But it's something where it's like you're inside of the game almost.
See, that's what I was kind of wondering. I was like, is this like a virtual reality type thing?
Yeah, like, something like that. But it's like, it's almost like you're actually there, almost like a Sword Art online. So maybe you can think of it like that.
Because that's one thing I was looking at is I was, like I said, like, the anime itself kind of made me mad because I was like, man, you know, for me, I want straight action. But when I was kind of paying attention to the little things here or there, I'm like, there's some things kind of off about this world that they're in, you know, like some of the, like, the shadows and areas.
Yeah, like, it looks like there's always blood in the shadows. Yeah, so I'm guessing that means something at some point, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But yeah, blood in the shadows is what I get from it, because that's what I see. I see those red blotches.
Yeah,
always in the shadows. So and not to mention her weird family.
Yeah, her mom's like a robot. But anyway, no, you know what this reminds me of, especially at the end of episode four, I think it was. Yeah, when her dad's like, "There's a difference between whatever he said, like real life and the wire, whatever he said," and she was like, "You're wrong. It's all blends together," or whatever she said.
Oh,
but anyway, it reminds me of that movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio. Have y'all seen that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can't tell if it's real or if he's in the dream, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I need to rewatch that movie because it really confused me, but I remember it was blurred. Like, you couldn't tell what was really real.
And then he woke up,
yeah.
But then he didn't. He was still in the dream. And then there was another dream, and there was 15,000 dreams.
And then I just remember this one scene, they were like, just jump off the window bridge or something. Like, basically just go kill yourself because it's not real, but it'll get you out of the dream or something. Yeah, to
make you wake up or whatever.
Right, but then maybe it was real. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It was weird.
It's too trippy.
So what happened here was, I think actually there was some other murders, now that I think about it, where the game is called Fantoma. That's the illegal game that all the quote unquote kids are playing illegally on the wired, because it's not a real game. But so they're playing this game and it's like a first person shooter, but you're inside the game, you're walking around. It actually looks like old school 1990s Doom on the PC. That's what it looks like.
And they were talking about advanced technology and graphics. Like, this is the new thing. I'm like, this looks like crap.
Yeah, yeah. But we got to remember, I think this anime was made in 98.
Oh, well, that was amazing to us then.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened in this one episode was that game was getting crossed over with a game that looks just like it, but it was a game for little kids that was a legit game where they were playing tag. So this guy thought, man, this little girl, creepy little girl, just keeps following me. Gotcha.
That's right.
And then he was like, oh, forget this. So what did he do? He's on a first-person shooter game and somebody's following him. He got that gun out. Pah, pah, pah. Let off all these rounds into this little girl. Well, then they pull back out and show what's happening in the real world. And there appeared to have been two dead bodies wrapped in sheets because he was actually ended up on top of a roof where someone was getting their sheets dried on the line, old school style. And then they were wrapped up in the sheets. So it appeared that he had actually killed these little girls, but they were actually playing the tag game and he was playing the Fantoma game. And it got crossed over and linked somehow. And somehow he killed people in real life.
See, because I was wondering about that. I was like, is this dude, like, was he playing the game? Was he in this virtual reality world? And then he was kind of stuck in there, like his mind was stuck. And then he just went out into the world and did this. But you said it was the game crossed over.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't even know that. Like,
yeah.
Wow, you're a detective or something, man, because I couldn't figure it out.
Private eye.
Man.
So, yeah, I mean, so far, yeah, it is slow, and there's a lot of dialogue and no action. But
it's better now. After I think on the third episode, I was like, and I can't remember what happened on that now.
So, I think the third episode was after, so her friends actually got her to actually come out to a club. And because she's just a homebody. So finally she came out to the club. That's where the guy kind of went crazy. He was the one taking the Excella. He kind of went crazy and he shot two women in the club. And then Lane was kind of just frozen there, went over there to actually talk to him, said something again along the lines of,
We're all connected.
Yeah. The wired and the real world is the lines are blurred and all this other stuff. And then as soon as she said that, he shot himself in the mouth. And that was it. So the third episode was actually after that. They were at the police station.
Right.
And getting questioned and what was going on. And she had to go home.
I was like, here we go. Now it's getting good.
Yeah.
Got some kind of good action. And I don't know.
And there, and when she got dropped off at the house, there was no one there. So that was weird.
That was weird.
No. She has a sister and the mom and the dad. They got home. No one was there because the police kept kind of asking her, well, why is there no one there to pick you up? Like what's going on? Why is no one answering? But when she woke up the next morning,
they were all there.
They were all there. Mom was cooking breakfast. Dad was watching, reading in the newspaper or whatever was going on. Everything was normal. I think she actually tried to talk to her parents about what happened. And they just kind of, they didn't even pay her any attention.
You know, I've been noticing that. Like, I've been wondering what's going on behind the scenes. Because I'm not going to lie. When I saw the dad, I didn't think much of him. But when I saw him later on, I was like, this dude has to work for the government or something. I said, he has to because he's too shady.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes. Like, I think they have to work for the government.
And they're weird. There was like that scene where her parents were like making out, basically, in the hallway. But then her mom's like, aren't you embarrassed to be late for school? Like, just so, like, robot. It's like, whose parents just make out in the hallway like that?
Maybe they are robots.
I don't know.
Well, all I know is that we're four episodes into an anime that has 13 episodes. So I'm really excited to try to see what happens next because they don't really have that long to bring it all the way back around. Because it's like, there's only, what, 9 episodes left?
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't even know what's going on, much less how to fix it or, you know, whatever the climax of the anime is, of the show. So it's like, they don't have long to turn this thing around, so.
You know, let me tell you what I hope happens. I hope somebody just takes like a whole bunch of sugar and just drop it right there. Just drop sugar everywhere.
Why?
Sugar.
So you can get a sugar rush and they can be all energetic and just do all kind of stuff. And it's like, woo, look at us, you know.
Mike B.
Excitement.
Mike B. Tripping.
Yeah. Sugar.
So random. Sugar rush.
Like, what are you talking?
The other thing that's weird is at the end of four, when her dad comes in and he's like looking around her room, mm-hmm. her setup is insane. She's like 13 years old.
Oh, that's the other thing that was going on. So she originally, her computer, her Navi was just kind of shoved off to the side on her desk. She didn't really use it. And in the first episode, the girl who committed suicide actually started to email people. She started to email everyone. Talking about how she didn't need her body. It's just a physical form on this side, wherever she's at, you know, that's not needed. So I just did whatever. So she's been emailing all the kids from her school, even though she's dead. So Lane didn't know what they were talking about. So she pulled out her Navi and to see if she got any email. And ever since then, she's just been slowly upgrading her computer. She actually got a new one. She went to her dad to get a new computer, and his setup was, you know, pretty legit. But what hers is turning into was getting way, way more advanced than even her dad's Navi.
He was probably getting a little jealous, too.
You think so?
Well, he seemed concerned. It's like, if you're that concerned, take it away from her. She's like in middle school.
Yeah.
Because remember he opened the door, and he's kind of like, he was just like looking around like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, so I see you got a little project going on here, huh?
A little big project.
Like, wait a minute, how do you know how to fix all this stuff? You get average grades.
So I guess, I know you, average grades. So I guess you two are confused, but do you like it so far?
I like it now.
All right, so really, right now I'm kind of in the middle right now. I can't really say all the way, but I will say it caught my interest.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to go off the first episode, I would have been like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then like going off on the fourth episode, now I'm kind of like, okay, well, let me give it a little bit of chance or a little bit of time so I can see what happens later on.
Yeah, I think me generally speaking, when I watch anime, I give it at least 3 episodes. Now, if I'm not really feeling it in those 3 episodes and there's like 20-something plus episodes, definitely the 30 and 40 and 50 episode anime, yeah, I'm not going to keep watching it. But the shorter ones like this one, I might still, because I'm like, okay, let me give it one more episode. And by that time, I'm, you know, 4 and 5 episodes in and there's only 13. So it's like, okay, I'll just go ahead and finish it.
I actually probably agree with Mike. I mean, just to clarify, I like it more than I did before. But I'm still trying to hang on because there's stuff I feel like I'm missing because it's not super interesting to me. It's weird. And I think it's just because I'm so confused and I don't know. Maybe I don't. Maybe
what?
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 Huh? But you know what? I feel like I can already tell this is going to have like a real deep kind of meaning. So mm-hmm. I feel like maybe this is one of those animes where you got to watch it like over and over, or like watch it 2 times in order to appreciate it. Because later on, you'll probably be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because, you know, like right now, I'm like, shoot, I can go and I can watch me some Voltoms. You know, I can watch me some Avatar Last Airbender.
Voltoms.
You know. Voltoms.
So you'd rather watch an anime that you can't even pronounce versus Lane.
Might be tripping.
Anyway, so we talked enough about Lane. Let's go ahead and move on.
Round 2.
And let's go into our trailer reviews so we can figure out the next game we're going to play on PlayStation. So the first trailer review we're going to do is Destiny. So with all this hype with Destiny 2 just being released, I was like, okay, did I miss something here? Because I only ever played the beta for Destiny and I only played it for maybe 30 minutes and I didn't really like it. And so I was like, so I never bought it. So then Destiny 2 comes out and that's like all I see on social media. It's all anyone's talking about. Destiny 2, Destiny 2. So I said, okay, the trailer I'm going to pick this week is for Destiny and we'll possibly play it, and then maybe I can see what all the hype is about. So, Mike B, what you think about the Destiny trailer?
Okay, so, you know, when I was looking at the trailer, it looked cool. It looked pretty cool. You know, it looked like a good little world to explore. But I was the same as you. You know, I was kind of wondering, why did everybody like it? You know, I seen a friend of mine, he played it a lot, and I was like, oh, you know, it looks like a, you know, like a big RPG world, but just with guns and first-person shooter, you know, kind of aspects to it. But me, I gave it a total of 8.6.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a pretty good score.
That's a really good score.
I mean, like, you know, because, I mean, it looked good. It looks cool. It looks like a nice little place to explore, and the look and everything. Looks like it could have, like, a real good story. And from what I saw my friend play compared to, like, with the trailer and stuff, you know, I was kind of a little hype, you know, to kind of play it just a little bit. Just I'm a little interested in playing it just to see what the hype is about. Because, you know, if you have this many people liking it, I mean, hey, there's something good got to be about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I gave it an 8.6.
All right.
Unbiased Dan.
What did you like and dislike about it, and what did you score it?
I gave it a 7.0.
Okay.
I thought it was okay. The graphics were good, but the story looked, I don't know, unappealing. I don't know what word to use. Like, not, I just wasn't interested. I didn't understand what the hype was at all. So it got low on hype and story for me because I wasn't excited about it. It doesn't look interesting to me. So, I don't know, 7.0.
7.0. So I'm kind of right there with you with what you were just saying about the story. So that's my lowest score by far, is the story, because the notes that I have here is that there was no story. Like, yeah. I don't know. They didn't say anything about the story. It's just
building hype.
Building up the hype of you fighting something, and they didn't really explain it. But the graphics, pretty dope, along with the sound. The hype that I had on here was just kind of average, because generally speaking, I'm not a Halo fan. Yeah.
Wait, is Halo and Destiny connected?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Destiny's like a leg off of Halo?
No. So what? Here's what happened. Here's what had happened. For the longest, Bungie, the makers of Halo, wanted to make a multi-platform game. Halo has been and probably always will be exclusive Microsoft Xbox product. So they were trying to see, well, imagine what it could sell if we released it on the PlayStation also, along with the Xbox. And Microsoft was like, nah.
We ain't having it.
Nah.
Nah. Nah.
So finally, Bungie was like, you know what? Had enough. Microsoft, come on. Come on. You can have the exclusive rights. Come on, buy us out. And then y'all can just make the game from here on out. We're going to create this new game, multi-platform, called Destiny. Because I guess it was their destiny to make this. So this game is available on multiple platforms. So, Mike, what you doing over there, man?
Mike can't breathe, I think.
I can't breathe.
Mike be tripping.
So Mike is claiming he's sick. He's claiming he's sick.
I got that Toki.
So, but disease. I don't really believe him.
I believe him because I heard him blow his nose.
I heard him blowing out nothing. Just blowing and
my
nothing
voice
coming
is
out.
Getting kind of funny, guys.
He was not. He's sick.
I'm seeing dots.
Yeah, he's sick, all right.
You can hear it in his voice.
So anyway, that's the little short story behind Destiny and why my hype was a little bit lower. Because again, I'm not a Halo fan in general. The gameplay of Halo to me is not very good. So it doesn't really matter if they created a game for PlayStation. I don't like the gameplay. So, but with the good graphics, good sound, they gave a lot of good info. I gave it an 8 overall. So we got a 7, an 8, and an 8.6.
Yes, sir.
So Mike B chose a game called Binary Domain. I had never heard of it until we posted a picture recently on Instagram. And I pulled out the booklet and flipped it over and added it to the picture. And there was Binary Domain. I think I was posting one of the Yakuza games for Sega Saturday. So that's the first time I've ever seen a game or even heard of it. So Mike B, this is your game that you chose. What'd you like about the trailer?
Oh, man, it was cool. It was all cinematic, had a lot of action, explosions, guns, robots. I mean, it looked cool. I liked it. You know, well, but let me put it to you like this. So before I even saw this trailer, I seen another trailer way back when it first came out, right? And just how it pulled me in to where I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to check out and see what this is about. You know, about the story and everything. I said, I have to buy this game. So, but coming back to this trailer, you know, I was like, oh man, I've never seen this trailer before. It looks even cooler. Mm-hmm. Shoot, it makes me want to replay the game because you know, so I played the game. It's cool. It's I loved it, but I didn't get to fully do what I wanted to do on the game. You know, I know you're a completionist.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to get all the trophies you can get. You're about to beat it up and down. So, you know, I didn't get to do that. I just did the story, and then I moved on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, you know, if it does get picked, hey, you know, I want to see what you can do with it.
So what was your score?
My score, are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 9.
So not too much better than Destiny, but right there. So a 9, okay. So let me go ahead and do my review for Binary Domain. The graphics, they made it a point to tell us that they were showing us actual in-game footage. Some of it looked pretty good. Others did not look good at all. I thought I was looking at it like a regular PlayStation game for some of those scenes. What? Some of those buildings, it was so pixelated. All the edges and borders were discolored because it was so pixelated. I was like, what is this? And then the other graphics were like, awesome, perfect. So I was like, I don't know what was going on here. So let's put it this way. The characters themselves and certain backgrounds were good. But anything with buildings, all the buildings look weird. All of them. So it was just kind of throwing me off a little bit. The sound was good. It had a decent sounding story, especially compared to the Destiny trailer, which didn't give us any story. The only thing that I didn't necessarily like about it, I'm not very hyped to play the game because the gameplay itself looked like an arcade game. This looks like a game that would have been at the arcade with, I don't know how you would play it because it kind of looks like a third person shooter.
Yeah, I think it is. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know how you would necessarily play it at the arcade, but it looked like, some of the scenes look like scenes from Virtual Cop or something. I don't know if you got that feel from it, but when you were hiding behind the car, the guy was hiding behind the car and shooting the robots or whatever.
I mean,
it was.
Virtual Cop was made by Sega too, so
yeah. I mean, so. Yeah, that's the kind of feel I got from it. So overall, I gave it a 7.8.
That's still what's up, you know.
Unbiased Dan.
I gave it a 7.8 as well.
What?
Yep.
Wow, look at that. You guys.
Huh?
Picking the same
What?
Thing.
What?
I really liked the trailer. The story got, I mean, to me, story and hype usually go together. If I give a high rating for the story, I usually give a high rating for the hype. They tend to just, you know, go together. But, something about it kind of reminded me of Fallout 4, which, you know, I always go back to because I love it. But something in the beginning about the way the story is being told reminded me of Fallout 4. And I don't know why. I don't know if it was because of the, what were they called on the, on Fallout 4, the robots.
The synth.
Was it the synth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it was something about that, about these people. It started off as robots, and now they're like look like normal people, but they're really not.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I really like that. I really like the trailer. It had me hype.
I can't wait for us to do like the Super Mario Odyssey review, and she compares it to Fallout.
I know.
It's like Fallout because you run around.
No, no, no. But the, okay, the graphics were not good in binary domain at all.
If there's any radiation in Mario Odyssey.
Mutant Mario.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of had when I looked for like the best thing and the worst thing out of each trailer. These two were flipped. Destiny got great for graphics, horrible for story, mm-hmm, and Binary Domain for me was opposite. The best thing was the story, and the worst thing was the graphics.
And it, you know, and that makes a little bit of sense considering this is a PS3 game made by a big company in Sega, but this is a PS4 game in Destiny that Bungie had just got bought out by Microsoft. So they had all the money in the world to throw into this game as far as graphics and sound. So here it is. We might need to get some kind of drum roll on Fake Tana over here.
Drum roll for you. I can do it. Want me a drum roll?
Go ahead and make this.
It's not going to be that exciting when you do that because I have to say something before I choose.
What are you? He's just beating on the desk. Stop! Stop! Stop!
Stop it!
Oh, I'm not doing it right.
Mike, beat
him. Oh man, I thought I was doing it right.
No, that was all wrong. Oh. All right, so
unbiased Dan.
Okay, so let me just say, I'm a little torn on this one because Binary Domain looks really interesting to me, but I'm curious also, and I feel like we've all kind of said it, is why is Destiny so hyped?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what's the big deal?
Right. So, and now that there's only two? Is Destiny 2 that everybody's making?
Yeah. Big?
You did say that, but I forgot. No, I guess.
Pressure. Huh? No pressure. Just don't pick the wrong one.
I guess I'm going to go with Destiny.
What?
Oh, Destiny.
Well, look, we need to start having like little prizes.
Why? Y'all going to bet on what y'all think I'm going to?
Yeah, because I mean, I pick Destiny, he pick Binary, and then you pick Destiny. I should win some kind of prize or trophy or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say it enough. Binary looks way better to me as far as the story, but it also looks really old.
Yeah, and so, old and dusty.
Yeah. So it is kind of like, all right, let's see what, because I'm with you. I'm with you guys. I see Destiny 2 everywhere.
All right. So Destiny, just to make sure we're all on the same page as far as the listeners out there, the five people listening. This is the first Destiny, not Destiny 2. Maybe we'll review that one day if we like this Destiny. So we're going to play this, review it on our next PlayStation episode. It's time now to move into our official Injustice 2 review. Mike, does that mean we need to start with you?
Yes.
All right. What did you think about the game, Mike?
You know what? I love the story.
Okay.
You know, I'm a story guy. You know, I love story-driven things. And, you know, the NetherRealm Studios, you know, they're real famous about doing their stories. You know, from Mortal Kombat 9. Oh, shoot. You know, even before then, like, their stories for all their Mortal Kombat games coming all the way up were actually really detailed and had a really good story, and 9 really fleshed it out. Then with 10, it was really good. And then when they start dabbling with Injustice, the first game, I was like, I said, they could make this work with the story on here.
Mm-hmm.
So before they announced Injustice 2, they had a comic book series that was kind of going along with the story and what's going to happen, like leading up into 2. So when it got to 2, Injustice 2, and I finally got to play it, the first thing I went to was story. Didn't go to nothing else. I was like, I need to see how the story is. I got to play it. I'm excited about this. And I think mainly for me, I was more excited for the story than anything else. But when the only kind of gripe I have is when I get down to the gameplay. For the gameplay, it's not my cup of tea. It may be other people's thing, which I'm like, hey, that's cool. That's what's up. If you like it, you like it. For me, it was too choppy for me. It was, you know, it had a lot of mechanics and a lot of cool stuff in there. A lot of, you know, stage transitions, you know, doing backflips off of stuff. You know, it just, I liked how it changed up the pace, but just the way how it played to me, it just felt too hard. To me, it felt too hard to get around. So, you know, what did you think about it?
So I'm with you. The story was it was not bad. It was kind of all over the place at some time, you know, sometimes, and it was kind of hard to keep up with, because, you know, they made it a point to change the characters that you were fighting with. So it's not like you fought with Batman and you went through Batman's story in this game. It's just you were just fighting and they just kept changing who you were fighting with. But it was still a decent story. My main gripe with the story is that I felt like I was watching a movie. I feel like the intro was like 30 minutes long before I even got to fight anybody. And I was like, what is this? If I wanted to go watch a movie, I go buy me a movie. This is a video game. Like, but then once I actually got to fight and I got to play, and I was like, oh, okay. That's why they keep showing us so many cutscenes and just, you know, all this, you know, cool CG graphics, because the actual gameplay is trash. So I think that's what's going on.
All right, cool, man. Okay, my bad. Go ahead and hit that might be tripping button real quick. Just hit it.
All right, let me see.
Might be tripping.
Yeah, because I was tripping. My bad. I was doing all kind of signals. I was dying. I couldn't breathe. My bad. I interrupted what you were going to say. Get back at it, dog. Tell me what you...
I don't even remember what I was saying, but it was basically, like I said, the story...
You said 30 minutes. You had to play for 30 minutes.
Yeah, with all the cinematics and all the story and the lack of gameplay. And then, like, again, once I started to play it, I realized, okay, this is why. Because the gameplay was trash. It wasn't fun to play at all.
It was kind of hard to do stuff right.
Well, it was just very basic.
Yeah.
It was like super basic. And then, like, overall, when I'm looking at this game and I'm like, okay, this makes sense. Because, again, the only people that, not the only people, there's a lot of non-gamers that I know that talk about this game because they like comic books or they like Superman or Batman. So that pulled them in. And this game, I think, is tailored more towards your casual fan of comic books. So I think it's trying to pull in everyone. But the gameplay itself is not enough for me to keep going, because I did not enjoy playing the game at all. So, like we always do, I gave the controller over to Unbiased Dan. What did you think about the gameplay when you actually got to play it?
Horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all. And the main thing that stood out to me, which I thought was really weird, is when I pushed the button, like, to move forward towards the opponent, basically to go right,
mm-hmm.
You don't move. It's like it doesn't work.
Mm.
Did you notice that? Like, you can't, like on Street Fighter or something like that.
Oh, it's not a smooth.
Well, you press the button to get closer to the opponent,
mm-hmm.
and your person moves. I kept pressing it to go right, like, towards the person, the other opposite person, and it wasn't moving. Like, the
I wonder if that thumbstick is active on this game, or is it the D-pad? Because when I play fighting games, I always use the D-pad, not the joystick, the thumbstick. So I wonder if that was an issue.
I was not using the joystick.
Okay.
I was using the cross.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like I said, it plays different. You know, they have two different fighting styles, you know, going from Street Fighter and to Mortal Kombat. You know, Street Fighter's, to me, it feels a lot more fluent, more fluent, flows a lot better. Because remember, we were joking about how once you defeat a character in Injustice, they get back up and they fall back down.
Yeah, that part. Oh, man. Once I saw that, I was like, what? So I beat this guy down. I don't know who it was because I'm not really a DC person. I'm a Marvel person. So I beat up somebody. And I'm pretty sure they didn't have any more health left. And they stood up and then they fell back down. And then I was like, what?
What just happened?
Why?
Watch out, dog. He about to come at you.
Yeah, I was thinking he's about to come get me. I'm ready to go. I'm still pressing buttons. So the gameplay itself is not good. I actually had more fun playing this game online than I did through the story mode and through the multiverse. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I didn't play it much online, But I just had more fun playing against a human opponent, even though I did not overall enjoy my online experience. And here's why. So I started fighting this one guy. So the ranking systems are way off. I was like level 12 and they paired me up. So I guess you have two different levels on the game. Whatever level I was, my main level was 12. His was like 40. So all of his gear and everything was way stronger than mine. The other thing I didn't like is that you can see who the other person is picking. Just like, just like at the arcade. And it's like, come on. Like,
I'm going to just pick the person who can beat your character then.
Right. Now, I don't know if this game is set up that way, but most fighting games are. Your character is weak against somebody.
Yep.
So they just lag around and just wait until you pick somebody, then they pick something. So I started actually doing pretty good. I started beating the guy up. So what did he do? He went to the other side of the screen and started shooting projectiles. So it was just shot. Until he got my health down into the good range where he can do his special and finish me off.
Oh, you know what? I hear about that a lot. I hear a lot of people online will tend to pick a character and like keep you away at a distance. And then, and because you can't do anything, you know, they'll just pick you off from a distance. And,
right.
You know, to me, I'm kind of like, okay, I guess that can go into strategy. But at the same time, I'm like, feels kind of cheap though at the same time.
Yeah, it was real cheap. So I was like, oh, maybe this is just this one loser. Maybe. Yeah, I wish I had his name. Find his PlayStation name or whatever. But then I played again and it was the same thing. I started beating the dude up again, way higher level than me. And then he just started shooting me over and over and over and over and over. And then did a special and then I lost. So.
Do you recall what character he was using?
I really don't. I mean, because I don't recognize half of these people again, because I'm not a DC person. I mean, you got your Batman, your Wonder Woman.
You just know the main
Superman.
People.
Yeah. But all these other people, like, I think I just saw somebody, Blue Beetle. Like, what is Blue Beetle? It's Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Oh, yeah. Big Bad Beetleborgs. Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is this? That is whack. I hate DC. Anyway.
Oh, dang. What?
Yeah, it's garbage.
Okay. That's a discussion for another day.
Is it?
I think so, because y'all could probably
debate, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Heck, nah, I don't know, dude. DC pretty, what's up?
Listen, it's not. Like, when I was watching the story mode specifically, and all the stuff that was going on, I was like, these people seem like default superheroes.
These people?
Oh, heck no.
Like, they just, you know, it's just like, so Marvel would be Dr. Pepper. And DC would be cola. That's what it seemed like to me.
You actually went there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to go there with your overrated Wolverine self.
I don't know. I got to agree with you on that. I don't know what happened there.
I love Wolverine.
I mean, I grew up a Cyclops person. Especially because Cyclops and Wolverine had beef. Uh-huh. And I always thought if they ever got into a fight, Cyclops will handle that, because same thing with Injustice 2. He could just shoot from a distance, and that'd be the end of that. And I don't know where or when Wolverine became like super popular, but I mean, cool, because again, I'm more of a Marvel fan, so that's fine. But I don't get it.
So wait, I thought X-Men was Marvel.
It is.
So then how does Wolverine come in the picture?
Well, he was saying Wolverine is overrated. He's trying to make his case for DC.
I'm just basically just trying to prove that, you know, DC's better than Marvel. So, you know,
I got you. Okay, you lost me. But I think Coca-Cola does better than Dr. Pepper.
Well, I didn't say Coca-Cola.
Oh, you just said cola.
Yeah.
No. You're right. Coca-Cola. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I didn't say Coca-Cola.
We just like Coca-Cola.
No. Yeah. DC is cola.
Coca.
And Marvel is Dr. Pepper.
That cheap. Bargain bin kind, you know.
Or Marvel's Coca-Cola and DC is RC Cola.
RC Cola.
Hey, we can make it.
Yeah. How are we getting on the sodas?
I was just using that as an example. Yeah, give me a sip of something.
Yeah, it's dog it.
So anyway.
DC is Nuka Cola.
Okay, well let me
Nuka Cola. You haven't even played Fallout.
No. I know, but it sounds cool.
Nuka Cola. Get out of here.
That's not even a real thing.
That's not even a real thing. So yeah, DC is that.
It's loved in everybody's hearts, you know.
Okay, well, let me say something about Injustice 2. I didn't like the gameplay, but for the most part, the graphics were so good. The only thing I didn't like, and I know it's difficult, was the mouth. Like, the speaking, it was weird. It was not something I would say was on point. But the graphics in general were amazing, and I really only liked the story mode. But when they fought in the story mode, the backgrounds of everything was so cool. Like, they were so detailed, even the flags blowing in the wind, and just, I couldn't stop staring at the background.
You want me to tell you something interesting? When Genesis was actually playing in a match, I was looking at one stage in the background, and it had like the forecast. And I was like, oh, cool. What? It had like the actual little forecast on a little.
How funny.
It was on a monitor. It had like Metropolis, Gotham, Star City. I was like, oh, look at all that. I said, that's pretty cool. But then, you know, I think Genesis sat there and took it and then hit the other opponent across the head.
Oh, if it's there, if it's there, I'm gonna hit you with it.
I was seriously trying to see, like, oh, is it gonna be nice today?
He's like, what's the weather?
You sat there and grabbed it, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, guess I'm not gonna know.
Yeah, so yeah, the graphics are dope. As far as the mouth, I did notice that, and I think that was just more along the lines of them using the same animations, regardless of who is interacting with each other.
So they
did a good job of really personalizing everything. So if they had a history together, which is common on fighting games, but it's not necessarily as deep as what they did on Injustice 2. It seems like every character that interacted had some kind of unique little story to tell before the fight started.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love their interactions they had.
Yeah. And as far as the stages go, yeah, they were super detailed. I like the interactive stages. I just don't like how necessary it is. The game is not fun at all unless you do that kind of stuff. And then that gets old pretty quickly.
I think it just adds like a sense of like getting the fight going, or it's more exciting with explosions. Because, you know, when you're using these kind of, you know, gods among us, like these characters that are super powerful that can do crazy stuff, I think they just want to like drive the point of like, oh, look at this, you know, this person got knocked halfway across the town and they're back in the battle. It's like, wow.
So the other thing that I did like about the game, but it also again told me a lot about the gameplay, all of the rewards, joining the guilds, opening those boxes, Call of Duty style, I liked it. But at the same time, it wasn't quite enough to make me invest more time in the game. Like, for example, if that was a part of Street Fighter, what? If they had like Street Fighter gameplay, but all the extras that come along with this game, multiverse and, excuse me, the guilds and all that kind of stuff, oh yeah. But for this game, it's just like kind of how I felt about the previous gen consoles.
Ooh.
If it, again, I've said this before, if it weren't for trophies and achievements, I might not be a gamer today, because PS3 and Xbox 360, in my opinion, were total failures.
Oh,
across the board, like the games that, especially the first couple of years, the games that they put out were just horrible, unplayable. And not only were they that, but they were some of my favorite franchises. NBA Street, Def Jam, Madden, all those games ended up being terrible. So it's a similar thing for me. Let's put out all this cool stuff. You can join a guild, you can do this, you got the multiverse, you got different stuff all the time. To entice people to keep playing, even though the gameplay is not very good.
Oh, man. You know what? We want to tell you the thing that made me really sad about this when Injustice came out. I played it, did the story. I was glad. I was like, oh, man, you know, this is cool. I wish there was a little bit more to go on to it, because if I believe so, Tekken came out not too long after that. And when Tekken came out, I just stayed on Tekken.
So I actually think, so Tekken came out after, right?
I believe so.
Okay. I don't remember specifically. But I do specifically remember going into GameStop the day Injustice 2 was released. I actually went in there to get Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez?
Yeah.
Is that like Wario, but like Mexican Wario?
I don't know what it is. Actually, I just bought it so we'll make sure we can keep the trend going on our Instagram account, posting daily pictures of things that came out that day.
Oh, okay.
So they came, you know, hey, what's going on? Because, you know, they kind of know us. I don't think they know our names, but they kind of know us.
They know us.
Yeah, they know
like,
us.
Like, oh, it's those people that come in.
Yeah, come in all the time and spend all the money. Y'all here to pick up Injustice 2? No.
Oh.
Well, what you looking for, Call of Juarez? What?
What?
Huh?
So, I do remember that. And I was just like, no, I have no desire to play that game, like, at all. And now kind of proves my point a little bit. So let's get into the scoring of it.
Oh, shoot.
For Mike me. B. Mike B. What'd you score it overall?
Overall, I gave it a 7.7.
Okay.
You know, like I said, when it comes to the graphics and the story aspects, hey, it blew it out the park for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, just gameplay-wise, you know, and I can be biased, I guess you could say, to it, too. But, you know, when it came to the gameplay-wise and all the other little features, mm-hmm. it just didn't do it for me. So, you know, 7.7, you know.
I'm kind of glad you said biased there. So, because let's just say you are just a little bit biased mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Story mode or DC or whatever it is. My score was a 6.6.
Ooh. Oh dang, guys! Dog, you throwing punches?
Yeah. So
dang, that's pretty low.
That's pretty low. That's a failing grade. So that would make sense if yours is a little bit biased, maybe a little bit. If you take the biased away from your score, it might be similar to mine. Yeah, because it's only a full point off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
cause see, here's my thing about it. Like I said, when it came down to Tekken, I was kind of sitting here wondering, why is everybody playing this when we could be playing Tekken? You know, so. But
yeah, because those two games, it doesn't even compare.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not close.
But, you know, it's, you know, to me, you know, and just still a solid game. You know, it's just when it comes down to like those other little aspects and features, to me, I give it a 7.7.
Yeah, it almost seemed like a chore to actually play the game. Again, the graphics, the story mode, all that looked great. So I was fine with that. That whole experience. And I got to touch on one other thing about this too. But when you actually had to play the game, it seemed like a chore. Because that's just how bad it was.
Especially with like the multiverse kind of stuff. You got to keep doing it over and over.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it got kind of repetitive. The thing that I was looking forward to was the HDR function.
What's that?
The high dynamic range.
I'm glad you said it because I was going to sound stupid and be like, what's that?
What is that?
4K.
Oh.
The 4K capabilities of the game. So I was like, oh, okay. Like,
okay.
I'm about to try this out. The graphics were super, super clear with the 4K settings turned on. However, the game itself became so dark, mm-hmm. you couldn't see anything. And not only was it so dark, you couldn't see anything, a lot of the letters, the words on the screen were like this weird color, and it was super hard to even look at. Like,
oh, yeah.
I couldn't even process, like, what does that say? It appeared to be blurry, but it wasn't blurry. It was just this dark screen with super crisp graphics behind it, along with these weird colored. It was just hard to see anything. So I don't know if it's our TV, but you know, we don't have a lot as far as 4K knowledge on our TV. But the 4K movies anyway that we've watched so far have been fine. This was the first 4K game that we tried, and you know, it didn't look good at all. Now, once I turned it off, the graphics weren't as good. But everything was bright and I was able to see everything. So.
Yeah, you think there's any kind of settings you have to mess with or something?
Man, I messed with those settings for 30 minutes.
Oh.
Because I was like, that has to be, like, this is weird, right? Mm-hmm. No, I messed with it for 30 minutes and I just finally said, I'm going to play this again, even though I didn't want to, and I'm just going to turn that off. So.
Oh, you know, I'm actually quite curious. What is everybody's favorite character that they had on there?
Harley Quinn.
You like the Harley Quinn, huh?
And I've never even seen any movie or anything with Harley Quinn ever. I've always seen her picture on stuff, but I didn't know she sounded like that. She sounds like Cyndi Lauper to me. And at first it was annoying, but I don't know, it like grew on me.
So mine is Harley Quinn also, but it was just because when I was going through the story, that was the first character that I actually played with that I was like, okay, like I'm actually getting some of the quote unquote combos down, because they're not really combos. It's just series of one or two hit punches, and then they're not really combos per se. But I was like, okay, this is the first one where I was like, all right, you know, this is, I can get this one down. I feel like I can actually play the game with her and actually do some damage and beat some people. So I fought with Superman, I believe, and Batman. I just wasn't feeling it with them. So as soon as I got Harley Quinn, I was like, okay, I got some projectiles. I got these dogs. I got some pretty good combos when I get up close. Special was cool. I was like, all right, we're going to go this way.
Well, cool. That's what's up. So I see we got some Harley Quinn fans. Okay. I know you guys saw Suicide Squad, right? Huh?
I've never seen it.
Gosh, dog.
For two reasons.
One, I don't want to hear your reason.
You know.
I don't want to hear your reason.
Coming. It's coming.
You keep your reason over there coming. On that side.
It's coming.
Keep one, it over there, sir.
One.
I don't want to hear. Oh, gosh.
One.
He's still going to tell me. Okay. Uh-huh. One. Uh-huh.
The bald-headed dude is corny, and I can't stand him.
You ain't talking about Will Smith, are you?
Yeah, I'm talking about Willie Smith.
Oh, I know you ain't talking about my boy Will Smith.
Willie.
Yeah. Yeah. Super corny. Can't stand him.
That man's performance was great. I loved it.
I wouldn't know.
What? You need to go watch that movie.
And the dude. second the second reason is DC. Yeah.
Oh, they ain't good reason.
Cola.
Nah. Uh-uh.
It's cola.
No, it's Coca-Cola.
RC Cola.
RC Cola.
I don't help him. Gosh. Wait a minute. No. My boy was good. My boy Deadshot. He had the accuracy. He had the aim. I felt the emotion that came from him when he played that character. It was a good movie. Just like how this is good. You know, guys, you know what?
You know what though? I will.
Why you got both your fists balled up?
I don't know.
He's all worked up.
That's how I feel.
He's all worked up.
I'm worked up right now.
I do like, and I don't know if this is the same group, but is it Katana? Is that the pop figure I always point at that I like?
Mm-hmm.
I like.
I thought she was talking about an old girl from Mortal Kombat.
I know. That's why I looked when I saw Katana. I was like, isn't that from something else? But that's her name, right? Katana.
Ooh, imagine if they added Katana and actually Katana in there. Because she's DC.
Well, I don't know who Katana is on DC.
That's doggy. Okay, you know what? My favorite character is Superman.
Okay.
I love playing Superman on there. I like doing a big combo on somebody, grabbing them and throwing them down the ground and beating their face in.
So default superhero, okay.
He is the one and only superhero.
Well, because we all know that. Is Harley Quinn even a superhero / villain?
Yeah.
I mean, does she have powers?
She's like anti-hero. You know?
Well, I mean, does she have powers?
I mean, I don't know if you would consider them powers. She has like immunities, I guess. You know, you can't poison her, I guess.
Oh, okay. Because we know Batman's not a superhero. He's just a hero.
Yeah.
It's no powers at all.
I mean, I think now he has a superpower or so. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's being paranoid. That's a superpower, right?
Yeah. It's being a loner down in a cave.
I don't know.
Being a loner down in the cave.
Yeah.
The Bat Cave.
You know, I just caught that when you just sit there. Hey, you know. You know, what am I trying to defend Batman for? I love Superman, so, you know.
Well, because it's DC.
I mean, yeah, DC as a whole is good. Yeah, Batman, yeah. You know. Batman.
I do like Batman. I can't.
Yeah, see? She like Batman.
Like him.
Well, I mean, I like the previous Batman movies because they were all dark and good for a change, because DC movies are usually just horrible. Like, nothing good from them, including all the Supermans. They're just not good movies, but...
Did you see The Man of Steel?
Yeah, it was...
It was good, right? It was great.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. It was great. Let me, yeah, you loved it, didn't you?
No.
It's okay. I know you're in denial. It's okay.
Yeah, it was just okay, I guess.
It's all right. You know, just wait until that next Marvel movie come out. Let's wait until your what is it? Guardians 3 comes out, that comedy.
I've never seen it, but it looks good.
I've never seen it either, but I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that.
Straight comedy.
A lot of the superhero movies now has comedy in it.
It's not about being a hero. It's just being how funny you are.
Speaking of Marvel movies, we need to go by Logan.
Is there a steel case, Logan?
I don't know, but I love that movie. I love it. I'm just saying.
Okay. It's all good. It's all good. Marvel lovers. Uh-huh.
So let's go ahead and get into
round three.
And let's talk about some of the trophies on this game, which is another gripe that I have about it. I played this game. I don't know how many hours I played this game. I really don't know. Okay. But I feel like I played it a lot. I played the multiverse. I played online. I played the story. I joined the guild. I did all this other stuff. And at the end of the day, I only unlocked 3 trophies. So I don't know what's up with the trophies. So I went to go look at them, and they were just so specific. Again, trying to entice me to keep playing the game, and it's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. You know, all these trophies where they're like, "Oh, you have to beat Superman on this level with this character by defeating him with this specific move." Nah, I ain't got time for that.
I have a question. Did it feel like you went through a real long montage just to learn that you didn't make no progression?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. And I was like, open this many boxes. It was just a lot of, you know, collecting things and doing that kind of stuff. So, I only unlocked 3 trophies for the game. And I know, Mike, I know you played it longer than me, so you probably have more. But 3 bronze trophies for me, 1 for joining a guild. Okay. 1 for duck 10 times in a row during a match. Like, what kind of... I almost cussed for the first time ever on the podcast. What kind of stupid trophy is that?
Gassed out, man. My goodness.
It doesn't even make sense. And 1 called untouchable. Go 10 seconds of the match without being hit by your opponent. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a legit one.
I like that one. And I guess joining a guild, that's kind of, you know, you expect some trophies like that. Just do this and you get that, because all games have those easy trophies that you get from really not doing anything. So how many trophies do you have unlocked on this game, Mike?
On this game, you know, I really don't know.
Okay, well, that's helpful information.
I really don't know.
Okay,
because you know, I was so focused on playing Yakuza.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna jump right past the Injustice trophies and trophy systems and get into
Yakuza. Like I said, you know, I did the story and then I stopped playing and went straight to Tekken.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, the story is good. And I was like, what else can I do? I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to just go straight to Tekken. And I got all the trophies on Tekken.
Okay. So, well, let's talk about Yakuza then. We're not talking about Tekken.
I'm sorry, you know. Well, I can tell you this right here. Have you ever played a Yakuza? Oh, man, you got to. It's a good game, dude. So you got this guy called Majima, right? He's like a buddy of yours or kind of an enemy. I don't know. It's like a love-hate kind of relationship kind of thing. You know, but anyway, he ambushes you periodically around the city just to get you back to how strong you used to be. So, you know, I got a couple of trophies for that, and I'm happy about this because, see, this dude's crazy. You don't know where he's going to be. You could be walking down an alley. He'll just pop up right behind you, and he just want to fight you.
So it's kind of like Nemesis.
You know what? I think he may be scarier than Nemesis.
Nah, you tripping.
Oh, no, man. Hey, I'm just saying.
Might be.
I'm just saying, you know, Nemesis, you can kind of hear him open a door and slam that sucker back.
Nemesis jumps straight through the window.
I mean, yeah, he'll bust through a window, but think about this. I want you to think about this. Can you imagine you're just walking down the street out of nowhere? You just see like a manhole just sitting there shaking. You're like, huh, It looks dangerous. Let me just walk around that. And then out of nowhere, some dude just comes up there and just shanks you just right in front of you. And then you're like, what the heck, man? You just got to start fighting them. You know, it's crazy.
But you said you clearly saw something weird.
Yeah, I mean,
why walk around it? Just go the other way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but then he's going to follow you. And then you're walking down the street and a police officer pulls you over and he just searches and he fires weapons on you. So now you got to fight him.
So tell me more about the trophies on this game. The ones that you got, maybe ones that you're working towards.
Oh, shoot. Well, right now, I got Swinger for the Fences. Basically, Slugger Majima forces his way into your fight.
Uh-huh.
I got Break It Down. Breakdancer Majima forces his way into your fight.
Breakdancing.
Like, this doesn't sound scary at all. It's like just some kind of Asian Eddie Gordo comes out the ground and starts fighting you.
Yeah, he just randomly pops up and fight me. Let's fight. Thug Majima forces his way into fight.
Okay.
He just forces his way into my fights. I could be fighting somebody else and he'll hop into the fight with me.
Fighting you and the opponents or just you?
No, he'll just be fighting me.
Oh, okay. So now it's 2-on-1.
Yes. Like, that's what's so scary about it.
So he just kind of pops up like Gary Oak?
I guess you could say that, you know, but...
Because Gary just pop up out of nowhere like, oh, snap, I just finished beating so-and-so, this gym. I got this badge. I'm about to go heal my Pokemon, right?
You know what?
I wish the story
was about Gary.
Here's Gary. Nope, got to go fight Gary. It's like, what?
Who's Gary?
What?
Who's Gary?
Huh?
It's okay.
Huh? Y'all are talking about Yakuza?
No.
It's Pokemon.
I still don't know who Gary is.
So in the beginning of Pokemon, real quick, it was Ash and Gary. Gary is actually the professor's grandson. So the professor is the one who gives you your Pokemon in the beginning. So it was them two. And so that's Ash's rival, Gary Oak. And he just pops up from time to time and say, hey, Ash, you still a loser?
And he's a child?
I loved him for that, too.
Yeah, he looked like he was a little bit older than Ash, but...
But he was a better trainer than Ash.
He was older, too, so...
He was better. He actually won his badges.
It's weird. Like, you know adults named Gary,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know any children named Gary.
Good.
I'm just saying, that's a weird name for a
child. Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on, Mike. You got any family member, children named Gary?
No.
Okay, yeah, good. Kids named Gary.
I know, but at some point there were, because there was adults named Gary.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was like off topic, but.
Yeah, so let me get back into these trophies here. The only other trophies that I got, because I was attempting to play Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3 to get ready for Infinite. I unlocked 2 trophies. And one of them really made me mad and made me stop playing the game. So one was use 1,000 hyper combos, gauge bars. Okay, cool. That's a lot. Then the next one was play in offline mode for over 5 hours. Neither one of those are the actual trophies that I was trying to get. I was trying to get the trophy, whatever it is, for basically beating the game, the story mode, with every character. Mm. So once I got the one that I've been playing this game offline for over 5 hours now, and I still haven't beaten the game with every character, I was like, man, screw this. I had enough. Put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Time to play Injustice 2 because we had to do our review.
Dang.
Yeah, and I haven't played it since. Like, literally, I have not played that game since.
Oh, my goodness.
Once I got that trophy, man, yeah, I was like, no. And then I looked at the rest of the trophies. I think there's one for 10 hours offline and 5 hours online. And I'm like, man, are you crazy?
You know what? I think the best way to invest people into getting more achievements is have unlockables, but have it to where you have to use the achievements to unlock the stuff on the game. I think that would force people to have to be like, oh, okay, well, time to do this stuff so I can actually...
Well, and there are games like that, but those are the easy trophies to get because they're more story-based trophies. Like, basically, you can't get over here until you do this, but that's a natural progression in the story. So it's kind of like, you know, just beating a game will get you the rest of the trophies. So anyway, Mike, any other trophy news this week?
Nah.
Just the Yakuza, just you fighting Eddie and Thug.
Are you going to call him Eddie?
That's going to be his name. Asian Eddie.
Asian Eddie.
I'm just assuming he's Asian. I don't know. I'm just assuming everyone in this game is Asian. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
They are.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to be Asian Eddie. So it's time to go ahead and get our social media plugs in one more time because it's time to wrap up the show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at ANX Gamecast. Email us, anxgamecenter@gmail.com.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Join us next week where we will have our full Gears of War 4 review and we'll take a look at Forza Horizon 3 and The Witcher 3. So see you next time. Mm-hmm.